to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin bears grilling fruit on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Bourbon herb mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painted skies, and a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bring you know the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Welcome to the patio, everybody. It's hump day.
Hump day.
National Nut Day is today's holiday.
Nut Day. Nut Day.
We're going to talk about the facts about melatonin.
Melatonin? No, never
mind. I can't remember. Congressional sex romps. You can't believe this story I found. And then a Goodwill find, and Gary didn't find it, but Father Fortenberry.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, welcome to the show.
All that time. You had like three intros. All the time. And now I got to edit a video.
I was pouring me some delicious rare breed.
From my friends at Wild Turkey.
From our friends, a friend of the show, Wild Turkey.
Well, how are
our
you? Our turkey looks, friends.
Look right.
How that looks like a bonnet. Day?
My hump day has been a humperific. As I'm, look, trademark, a little R beside it, or a little T beside it. Not a little T.
A little T.
DW, save him. Save him, DW.
Save him.
Oh, don't save. Oh, hey. I'm drinking one of these today, a Creature Comfort IPA. Good stuff right there. If you haven't had that,
I thought that was
another friend of the show.
Very, very good.
We have no friends. What you talking about? Gary.
Don't save him. He don't want to be saved. Don't save him.
It's National Hump Day.
Why would that have to do with anything?
Jamie was, you asked Donnie to save him and he couldn't save him. He
couldn't save him.
He didn't save him.
Yeah.
He don't want to be saved.
Because you don't want to be.
Let's see if your mic's working, Marty.
I hope my mic's working tonight.
It's almost like blast.
We got
You need to get a new one, Marty. You had all that time to
get. Man, I'm talking loud. hope y'all can hear me.
You are
touching my teeth.
Yeah, but you've got to open your mouth.
I am opening my mouth. It's touching my teeth.
This is an awkward conversation.
Yeah, put it closer, Marty.
Because the president is loud, it's touching my teeth.
Marty is loud and proud, y'all.
I am opening my mouth. That brings a whole new meaning to getting feelings, Marty.
Give me no damn mic.
Oh,
it is National Nut Day. Nut Day. The people in this room, nuts are highly prized food and energy source, our primary source of nutrients. What is your favorite nuts? What is your favorite nut? I'll go for
almond.
I'm an almond. I love almonds.
All right.
Almonds, my favorite.
I love pistachios, but what are hell in your thumbs?
Well, I like
whoa. I've never used my thumbs on.
Yeah, open them with your mouth.
Jamie's what? All thumbs.
Yeah, you put them in your mouth like just sunflower like sunflower seeds.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you know.
Do that?
No, that's how you eat pistachios. You put them in your mouth, you stuff them in your mouth, you open them like sunflower seeds.
No, you're making this up. You just brought this up to.
No.
You open pistachios.
I don't eat pistachios. I don't eat nuts.
Gary, you were.
I don't eat nuts.
So you're a pistachio. No.
I'm a pistachio.
So. Out of the five people who have chimed in, two of you eat them like sunflower seeds.
Yes.
I just toss them in my mouth and get the hole off and spit them out.
What the hell is wrong with y'all?
Why?
They're huge.
I use my thumbnail.
He uses a pistachio to eat a pistachio.
No,
it's not.
You molested a pistachio for a pistachio.
So here we go. We have to ask. We need a survey on this.
A survey of
you put the nuts in your mouth.
I had no idea it was a controversy over pistachios.
I didn't either. I thought that's how everyone.
I did too. Donnie.
You know what?
I still take three or four, put them in my mouth, and do them like sunflower seeds.
Terry, as a matter of fact, I prefer them in the shell as opposed to the ones that are already filled in the bag.
Just like sunflower seeds.
What did Marty say? Nut conversations are weird.
They are.
So what do y'all do? You crack one and toss it in your mouth like
yes.
Yes.
That's weird.
Bro, no, why are you doing not. That? No, you put them in there.
Because first of all, pistachios, yeah, they're hard as hell.
No, you got
to be comparing not. Them to shelled and not shelled. That's a whole
different story. Now like a chipmunk.
No, you got to have them in the shell and you cheek those nuts. Oh, yeah, yeah. Cheek
you got to cheek them.
The nuts. And then, Donnie, they loosen okay. up the moisture and they loosen, loosen up
those like nuts, relax, and then you can eat them and put them
like a hamster.
Like a hamster, yeah. Like sunflower seeds.
So, you're kidding. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know where you're wrong at this point of day, Aubrey. Yeah, I know what I've done my entire life.
I don't know who's wrong.
No idea. This was going to, I had no idea. Look,
I think y'all
people are clearly eat them with your fingers.
I think your way of eating
I mean, you throw a pecan in your mouth?
No, then you're getting your hand funk all over
them. A pecan's in a full shell. Pistachio nuts are already half busted. They're busted nuts. You like eat that and put it in your mouth.
Oh, we don't got all.
But
Donnie, here we go. Look, check this out. Well, the traditional
walnuts,
method.
Give them hell.
It's in the hold mouth. On.
The traditional method is to open the shell by hand and eat the nut. Spare shell to help pry out.
These guys don't know how to. No, they don't know how to service pistachios.
Wow.
Yeah, I love them though. I still love them.
They're delicious. They're myself, so like,
I'm going to tell you this. Me and Donnie's way, your thumb don't get sore.
That's right.
I know. You choked down the nose.
Yeah. You had to go to the damn dentist.
Look, man, one side of mine, Terry's inside cheeks calloused.
From all the nuts, huh?
Leather jaw.
I had no idea pistachios.
I thought that's how everybody ate pistachios.
I think when they get walnuts and stuff, it's just like...
So you get that bitter part.
Like a chaw in the mouth.
Walnut's kind of veiny nut, though.
There's... Walnut's got that bitter in the middle. But yep. Almond's my favorite. Yours pistachio. Donnie, what's your favorite nut?
Probably a pecan. I really like a pecan.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Peanut's good too.
It's kind of sweet. It's got to get sweet.
Yeah, too. Pecans are good. Now, what are the big ones? The big.
Mine.
Brazil nuts?
Yeah, Brazil nuts. I like Brazil
they're
nuts.
They're hard to crack.
Hey, I don't like them.
Fucking nuts.
What do you. Yeah.
Gary, what do you like?
A Buckeye.
No, you don't even know what. Oh, wait. No, hold on. I've got a Buckeye in there.
I'm not going to eat for it. You. But it's my favorite nut.
You're a liar.
Buckeyes. I don't
eat it on there.
I don't. I'm not.
It's poisonous. I'm not. You're going to show how allergic to nuts.
Ginger knows where it's at. It's on
there. Wes is going to get it.
Wes is going to get it.
I'm not eating that.
No, I have a Buckeye.
You didn't.
What does he have?
The Buckeye.
A Buckeye.
I got one in the truck.
Yeah, a Buckeye is a nut. What do you think a Buckeye was?
Because we guessed Gary did not know what a Buckeye was.
I knew what a Buckeye was.
No, you
looks like a Buckeye. A Buckeye.
Are you gonna?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. Yes, have you ever seen a buck?
Yeah, I've seen a buck. That's why I call it a buck.
They don't have the regular shaped eyes.
It's brown. It's a brown. Big. It's a big brown. It's not even that big. It's about this big.
Intro.
Brown.
When I walk in that day,
and it's got a light brown circle in the. You're a big brand. Yes, it does. No, I'm not. I have a Buckeye at the house.
So it's two.
Yeah, it's about that big.
Okay, you get that part right.
And it's brown, a dark brown with a light with a light brown.
I thought these were chestnuts.
Oh, they're not chestnuts.
Everybody here tried a chestnut, didn't we?
I'm not sure what y'all chestnuts. Man, you were sitting on the couch that day and you're like, ooh, Donnie, you gotta try these. I think we're one of the first people here.
So is that what the best or what the worst?
Marty, hold on. Marty told us his favorite nut.
So I like pecans and almonds.
He likes striped nuts.
I like most nuts. How about that?
That is not a Buckeye.
There it is. Hold on.
Unless that's a very lightly colored.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I was going to think.
That's a very lightly colored Buckeye.
Can you eat a Buckeye?
No, you cannot. They're poisonous.
But Gary's going to eat one to show us how much you love it.
He did. He told us he loved
it. I loved him. I love him.
Marty, what is your favorite nut, Marty?
No, you can't eat a Buckeye. You'll die.
I like pecans, almonds.
That is.
You get one.
Peanuts. Most nuts. I like most nuts.
All right, and get Jamie follow
like
that
Brazil
up.
Nut.
What is your least favorite nut? All right, you
that's
first
racist.
Brazil nut.
I don't like a Brazil nut.
That's hating me.
Well, I don't know if there's a nut I don't like. You know what's a good nut?
Chestnuts.
Yeah, chestnuts. You're right. I'm gonna steal chestnut. Have you ever had macadamia nuts? They're
yes,
good.
I love
them. Have a cookies.
You know, I didn't think good. About that one.
Macadamia
nuts are good.
Come from Hawaii.
I'll eat prison nuts
but
for
I
chestnuts.
Say, chestnuts. I think we all would say chestnuts are worse.
I think I would too. Chestnuts.
Jamie said he read that patio nuts.
Yes, we would line up the prison nuts.
You know what? Those, and I bought those at Sam's because I was like, oh, I've never had chestnuts. This is roasted chestnuts.
Mm.
And I tried, I said, ooh. And then one by one, everybody come in. They were so excited because they also never
didn't have taste buds.
Well, the crazy thing was we had to put them in the microwave for some reason. That's what was crazy about them.
Oh, it's terrible.
They're bad. They're mushy.
Ugh. Yeah, the texture was
probably the only.
Have you ever had the pork rinds you put in the microwave? Are they?
Yeah, Donnie made the whole house stink.
Yeah.
No, they're good if they're done right.
And don't put chitlins in the microwave either. Don't do that.
You have never eaten a chitlin.
I have refused it. But
I've got some chitlins pretty close together.
I was at a place one time where they put chitlins in the microwave and it was disgusting.
I was at a family cookout one time and they fried these chitlins, like a little patty. And I thought it was something else, and I grabbed one.
Hey, fried them like a patty?
No.
So I've never had chitlins, but I've had menudo.
That's the same thing.
That's chitlins.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's Mexican chitlins.
But it's soup.
It's Mexican chitlins.
Did you like it?
Yeah, delicious.
But then, you ate that booty. You like that.
So like, then I ran out of tortillas. Then I'm like, the texture of eating, the test of the stomach was just kind of. When you just eat that with spoons,
right?
I got a feeling Jamie slipped them all on his tongue. All the Hispanic people are like,
I stretched it out.
Melatonin.
He was resting his tongue in.
Americans take melatonin every night, practically sleep. Next year. They expect the supplement to top $588 million in sales, but health experts have issued warnings about the terrifying rise of melatonin use.
Melatonin does nothing for me.
It's a hormone naturally produced by the pineal gland in the brain. That's the correct.
The pineal? It's not the pineal. It's the pineal, not the pineal. It
helps regulate the body's sleep-wake cycle. Melatonin levels rise in the evening. Promote drowsiness. Look, I missed one word in four episodes. Okay?
He missed one letter and changed
it. It's a big one.
He made it into a big one.
So 57 million Americans take melatonin.
They sleep bad with their pineal gland.
I know. Let's check this out. Hold on. Here we go. A 2023 study by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine found that half of parents have given melatonin to their children. In 2022, CDC revealed how in the decade leading up to 2021, poison helplines dealt with 260,000 calls about taking too much melatonin.
There you go.
It's
I'm giving it 2/3 of my
responsible
kids.
For 1% of pediatric poisonings, but it didn't kill
it. You can overdose on melatonin?
I mean,
yeah, you think you can overdose on anything.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you can overdose on water.
Mm, my cheeks hurt.
When the drug says more melatonin circulates in the body automatically, so adding it, where's the side effects?
If so, I've never taken it, but like MG takes it every, she'll take one every night.
Is Tylenol PM the same thing? Because I take that.
Well, hold on. Hey, it makes you sleep. Jamie, and I don't want to get in personal business, but check this out. Studies have shown a link between melatonin and delayed puberty.
All right.
Could be. It's because melatonin interacts with the hypothalamic pituitary gonadal axis. Did I get that, Gary?
Yeah, pituitary sounds right. Yeah.
I think it's talking about gonadal.
I guess so.
The hormonal system that controls puberty. So we need to be cautious. Long-term studies are needed as we give.
So we're saying give it to your girls.
Don't give it to your kids.
Don't give it to your dogs by the fistfuls.
That's right. And they'll never hit it.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Marty had to look over here.
He did. The recommended dose for young children is significantly lower for 3 to 5 year olds. The dose suggested not to exceed 1 milligram.
Have y'all taken melatonin before? I have, and it doesn't work for me.
Like the melatonin and Tylenol PM.
No,
I think Tylenol PM.
Maybe so.
They may have some in it. I don't know.
But like the ones Maddie uses are only 1 milligram. Pills.
When did melatonin become a sleep aid? When did that occur? Like
a long time ago. It does not. No, Tylenol PM is not contain melatonin.
It's got something else in it.
Jamie needs a melatonin brownie.
I don't need to sleep. Like I go sleep fine. I have no problem with sleep.
Shoot, I can't.
Sometimes I do.
I watch reels. I mean, I sleep.
Lay down right here, go sleep about 10 minutes.
He can.
But yeah, but I'll wake up at 10:30 and be wide awake.
No, I do that too. But I go sleep easy. I don't stay asleep.
Me and you know what puts you to sleep? Discord puts you to sleep.
I've said this before. me and my wife have been married 17 years, and I've still slept in a bed more with Jamie, probably more than I have my wife, which is insane.
Wow.
I feel like it.
Which,
anyway.
Which they go or something.
And he does fall asleep very quick. Very quick, especially if you cuddle him.
Jamie rubbing your hair when you had it.
Look, my wife told me, like, she's timing me one time. I fell asleep in like a minute.
A minute? She's like,
it can. My wife's the same way. She falls asleep fast. Like
clear conscious, baby. Oh, I can too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Marty falls asleep anywhere.
I can't.
Look,
anywhere. I can't.
Marty was driving somewhere, and I was driving a hell of a time. He started putting a seatbelt on. I said, I mean, I ain't a bad driver. I don't blame him. He said, no, I'll fall asleep. I'll fall out of the chair.
He got offended because he put his seatbelt on?
Well, I mean, it was just kind of awkward. I mean, he
wrote just randomly.
And he randomly put a seatbelt on.
I got sleepy.
Yeah.
You got to be safe.
Oh, Marty will sleep anywhere at any time.
No.
Mid-sentence.
Y'all remember we was coming back from Nashville and I was asleep in the front seat and Terry was driving. I woke up and grabbed the steering wheel. I did. I thought we was dying.
That was an epic weekend. What is a subtle sign that someone's a bad person? There's signs you can tell someone's a bad person. Here's number one. They say
they
never apologize. Everything someone else's fault.
It's subtle, isn't it?
I guess hunters would be on that.
If they describe every ex as crazy.
Well, that
Wes, you need to hear these. Apparently this all revolves around blaming other people because inability to apologize.
That's pushing the blame.
Yeah. Expecting different treatment for themselves than how they treat others. So somebody treats people bad and wants them to treat good. This is not.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about that. Where's
your bad? That's all bad. So somebody that doesn't have great self-awareness is what it sounds like.
Gary, you spend a lot of time selling things from a storage unit.
Right? I do. I sell stuff from storage units. Yeah.
Americans now. So storage units used to be temporary solutions in moments of life upheaval to store things for a little bit of time. Now people are just putting all their stuff in storage units.
And then they just forget about
it. I would not do that. If you want something, don't put it in a storage unit. I'm going to tell you that right now.
People forget about it, right?
Because people forget about it. They do. You do. Yeah, I found crazy things in storage. Now, I found a lot of things that you should not put in a storage unit.
What is
like
the
food.
Craziest thing you've ever found in a storage unit?
A body. I did not find a body. I mean, I find food, which is just dumb. Like food. Like, literally, people have taken their kitchen, like, all their spices and everything.
And pay so much a month.
And pay so much a month and put it in a storage unit. Like, that's the dumbest thing.
They're moving and they just stick everything in there.
Some do not put food in. When he moved, if it goes storage unit, you probably don't need it. Get rid of it.
If it goes to storage unit, yeah, I mean.
Probably don't.
You do not need it if it goes to storage unit. I mean, food's just the dumbest thing for me.
You know, probably.
Don't put food in a storage unit.
Probably out of all the stuff we moved our storage unit when we built our new house.
Yeah, but you were temporary.
No,
yeah.
But I still bet we probably only have 20% of it now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there are a few furniture pieces and stuff.
And you
we
go
put
up
it
there and realize, oh, I forgot I had this.
Yep.
Just have a yard sale.
Yeah, and you don't even need it. And
you don't need it.
Just donate it and claim
donate
your taxes.
Yeah, donate it. And but there are some cases where a storage unit is very useful. Now, a lot like
it's like if you did a secret place away from your spouse.
Yeah. Now, granted, storage unit I'm at, there's people that have their work out of it. Like, that's their office. Like, they have a lot of they're on the lower half, but it's like a lot of lawn care equipment.
No, they got a black couch and
they actually have a lot of their equipment for work in the storage unit. And I see them every time I'm out there. I see them every morning. They take their stuff out. Now they mow yards and stuff around the unit.
So that makes sense, though. They're using it to store. They only store, and then they make more than what they spend for it. Yeah,
yeah.
That's a logical way of
doing it. There's storage unit.
Yeah, studio.
Yeah, move all this to the storage unit and pay money for
that. It'd be hot as a mug.
Get climate control.
As long as you got
y'all want to drive.
They have outlets in there.
The only person has to drive is Jamie right now.
Nope.
Well, Wes kind of.
We live in the same
hood. Hey, what if we put gym equipment in storage units and then we rent people come and
have rent it out.
You got a bunch of personal gyms and then you rent out the personal
and
gym.
And we keep the door closed and convince them it's better to be really hot in there.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have like a women's only gym, a men's only gym. I mean,
cater to the.
And another thing for a storage unit, it'd be great to have if you have a business with a lot of stock and you need to store the stock off site because you don't have no more space. That'd be a great way because you're constantly going to storage units. But if you put it in a storage unit like you're moving or something, you're going to set it and forget it.
Oh, if you're doing illegal behaviors, you're going to hide it from your spouse. I mean,
yeah. That too.
Various reasons.
You'll set it and forget it. That's true. Because I found some very valuable things.
What's the most valuable thing you ever found, Jerry? What's the weirdest thing you ever found?
I mean, we already did that one. I think weirdest thing. I don't know.
You found any weird taxidermy?
No, I haven't found any taxidermy.
That's surprising.
I don't know. You put me on the spot here. I mean, I found
toys.
Toys. I have found that.
Adult toys.
I found adult toys, yes.
Green ones. Slightly used.
Yeah.
Found those in cars.
Yeah. I find those in cars as well.
Well, did I use in a picture from Goodwill? Apparently, Goodwill.
Oh, Goodwill is also.
Goodwill is in the prophylactic market now.
They are selling.
That's a good point. So, Gary, but it's a black owned business. So, support black owned business is what it says.
That's what the box said. I don't know if that's what Goodwill is, but somehow
you get the condom maker.
That's what happened. People walked up and they said, it won't fit me and didn't buy them.
And then they donated them Goodwill. Yeah.
That's a good year.
Goodwill, you never know.
How much was the ibuprofen PM though?
I don't know. I didn't know they could sell drugs. Apparently, they could sell drugs at Goodwill.
That's the Cosby special.
Goodwill is a scam, and I don't like them. But
why is it a scam?
Dude, they could get all the stuff they collect for free.
They sell it.
They turn around and sell it at a really a high price.
They used to be really good, but their prices since COVID have shot up.
But not even that. So, but then you turn around and 70% of their money is supposed to be a charity thing.
Yeah.
But 70% of their money goes to overhead.
Yeah. It goes overhead.
They do. They go,
yeah. I didn't think they were one of them. I thought.
Yeah. No, they're really bad.
Red Cross.
Red Cross.
Yeah, for sure.
Was Gary supporting Goodwill?
No, I support my business.
You bought all of those and the Tylenol PM, dude.
Yeah.
Look at what the CEO of Goodwill makes.
Oh, it's a lot.
I'm going to tell you what, though. I went to they have a Goodwill thrift bookstore the other day, and I do get books, and I sell them on Amazon or whatever.
Holy shit. Check this out. $650,000 a year.
Yeah. That's pretty good for a CEO.
That's less than I thought it'd be.
Local CEOs can get 350 to 900.
But
Tennessee, Arkansas.
That's a lot. Gary, you can run a Goodwill, though.
I would love to run a Goodwill. I have a good time.
You'd be good at it.
But the Goodwill honestly makes a lot of money off of shopgoodwill.com. They do a lot of auctions.
Make it a firearms place. You can have Goodwill honey.
Oh, that's an excellent idea.
Awesome.
That's an excellent idea.
But
drugs and condoms, I guess they can sell guns.
Jamie, you're a genius.
But I did find a textbook the other day at Goodwill listed a book, a textbook. How much would you think the highest book you would ever find at Goodwill?
50.
$300.
I think you found a college.
It was a $99 book.
At Goodwill?
At Goodwill.
That was MSRP.
That was a $99 book. And I looked it up and I was like,
how much was it though?
Huh?
How much? What's the value?
The value on the book was like $300, but it hadn't sold in the past year. So it was, it was a valuable book, but no one's bought it in a year.
The biggest scam on the planet is when you go to college and buy books and sell them.
I don't think you do it anymore.
And sell them at the end of the
year. Yeah, that's a scam because they give you like $12 for a $90 book
and resell it.
And resell it for $9. $90 at least.
It's a hustle, campus bookstores.
It's a hustle.
All right. I mentioned this in the intro. Tucker Carlson was talking with Tennessee Congressman Tim Burchett about rampant rumors of legislative branch boinkings, meaning
boinkings.
There's stories of orgies taking place amongst the congressional members.
Didn't that happen inside Congress, inside the state?
That was when Biden was
the Capitol. Didn't that happen in the Capitol last year?
Running for something when he gets out.
That someone filmed it inside the Capitol. Said,
people's personal lives are getting weird.
They're gonna slide right in.
He said, "Have you noticed that without implicating anyone by name? I don't think I'm imagining this. It's not just sleeping with your scheduler. It's weirder than that. Have you noticed?" I just want to say for the record, Tucker said, I never heard of anybody participating in an orgy in Washington, D.C. in my entire life, and I've heard a lot about it recently. Wow.
Tuckett Carlson.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, are we surprised?
No.
Because once again, it goes back to rich and powerful people
Always seeking a thrill.
Yeah.
Yep. Something new, something different, it's something money can't buy kind of thing. Dangerous. You have anything you want. It's about power.
And that's why we should have term limits.
Tucker said, please don't make me picture octogenarians Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi tearing each other's clothes off. That'd be pretty awesome.
I don't think it's Mitch McConnell and What's Her Nuts, but I do think
What's Her Nuts.
But like all these young ones you got coming in.
That's what she said, you know.
Yeah. Boy, oh, wiggle nuts.
But that's not good. You know, you got a lot of these upside down pineapple people in Congress.
Those are wing nuts. You got right wing nuts, left wing nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Wing nuts are quite useful in the in the private sector.
I don't know. I think any of that's surprising.
Why would it be?
It's not. I guarantee you Democrats. Here's the thing. We're going to talk political here.
Oh, here we go.
Democrats and Republicans put on a show to show that they are totally against each other. But I guarantee you, behind the scenes, they're best friends.
Sometimes they are.
I guarantee you they are.
Old school they are.
I guarantee you they are. I think that's what it is. You know, you want what you can't have. You know, you're a Democrat, you can't have a Republican. You just can't.
It's like the money using the...
I mean, probably.
No, it's like... It's like the
Hatfield McCoy.
That's what I'm going with. Hatfield McCoy.
No, it's like the what's Robin Juliet? What's the two?
The things? Montagues and the
Montagues.
Montagues and the.
Well, we know who won that war, right?
The rum right. Capulets.
Yep.
Hark now to light you yonder window breaks.
Hey, this is kind of odd.
Okay, how much Shakespeare do y'all remember?
That.
None.
That's it.
I thought that was a great movie, though.
The only thing I remember is...
I thought it was, too.
Shall I compare them to a summer's day, that more level and temperate? Rough winds do blow the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath altered for a day.
All I remember is...
Tom Black, too, got excited.
Is Billy Madison quoting Hamlet.
That's all I remember. Here you go, then. Probably my favorite of all time.
I remember Marty quoting Hambone.
Yes, I'm a nerd. Here you go. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many quaint curies of forgotten lore, while I nodded nearly napping, suddenly there came her tapping as if something gently rapping.
You are so rapping full in my of useless door. Information.
As I sit there, oh, well.
All right, that's enough of this crap.
You messed me up.
Turn the camera off of me, Wes.
Turn it off.
That's enough of this.
For shame.
I remember it was in a bleak December.
Yeah. I'm actually like
Edgar Allan Poe.
That's why you eat pistachios with your hands.
Edgar Allan Poe is really good.
Yeah,
I mean, Raven, right?
I saw something today. I don't have a story to talk about.
The Pendulum is my favorite.
So you have the Bible, and then there are some books of the Bible. Oh, what is it? Book of Ezra
that are left out.
Oh yeah, there's like nine books that are left out.
The Book of Ezra is part of
Ezra's in there.
The Book of Eli, that's what I'm thinking about. Good movie.
He's blind.
That is a good movie.
There's a prophecy from the Book of Ezra about a three-headed eagle.
Yep.
And go find it. Glenn Beck talks about it. It's scary. About what it's talking about.
A three-headed eagle.
Well, that sounds a lot like America, doesn't it?
Oh, there's a lot of things I heard today. Yeah, they do.
A lot of the books that were left out of the normal King James Version Bible had a lot of things in there that was not like awesome to read, so they took them out, essentially. However, they left Revelation, though. Revelation's pretty
hardcore. What first book you read?
Genesis.
Genesis, yeah.
Genesis?
Mm-hmm.
Cat in the Hat.
I didn't read Revelation. It scared me.
Past Cat in the Hat. First real book. Mine's Beowulf.
Oh, a book?
Why?
I thought you were talking about the book of the Bible.
You know what mine was? Where the Red Fern Grows.
Man.
Yeah, I think mine's Beowulf.
Oh, I don't remember.
Where the Red Fern Grows.
Well, that's a tearjerker.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
I remember reading the end of
Dane and Ann.
There and going.
Oh,
man.
What?
Yes, you probably read that right, fifth grade or something.
That's probably
where the red fern grows. Ninth Which grade. One was it, that?
That's where Anne dies with the cougar, and then Dan dies with sadness.
Oh, yeah.
And then Of Mice and Men, I read that later. And, oh, man, what a great. That's another tearjerker. And The Green Mile, I read. It's so much better in a movie.
I don't. Well, most of them are. I can't.
The Green Mile.
I can only remember.
I can't read. I can't read.
I can only remember reading one book my whole life.
I read the.
I love to read. And what's
the
one?
The movie that had Tom Hanks in it about.
About what?
Castaway.
No.
Bosom Buddies.
No.
Catch Me If You Can.
Epstein Island Adventures.
It's a really good book. It's the book's better than
Big.
The
pop-up book. It's a pop-up book. I forgot all about pop-up books.
No.
So,
it was a book.
He said Tom Hanks in it?
Tom Hanks was in the movie.
Toy Story.
About the Catholicism. It was, had the Pope in it.
Dadgummit.
Are you talking about demons and... you're talking about the Da Vinci Code. Da Vinci Code.
I didn't know that was a book. That,
and I read Demons and Angels. Before the movies ever came out. Both of those are fantastic.
Those are actually...
Da Vinci Code was way better.
I could see those being better books than the movie, though.
And I probably hadn't read the
book. I think I did read Da Vinci Code.
It's so good.
But like, so Wes reads a lot of books. He reads a lot of books.
Really?
I love reading books. My problem, I read once I came home from while traveling on the
Your
road.
Your problem, you can't read.
I don't like reading.
You gotta read. You gotta get third grade level.
I have, if I read a book though, I'm all in. And I can't do that.
See, I'm more, if I read, and you know what, I'm gonna go read a book tonight if I'm
fine. Man, I wish I
If I read, I will, I'm with you. I will be like, I'll read for three hours. I'll stay up late.
I'll go back up early.
I can't do it.
See,
I mean,
I want that so bad. What y'all have because like, Amanda reads every night.
I haven't read in 10 years.
Wes probably has these. Don't Bill O'Reilly's Killing Kennedy.
No, Killing Kennedy. There's a new one he's got. What's the new Bill O'Reilly book?
It's pretty good. Killing. Oh yes, Killing Jesus. No, Killing Patton. You said Killing Patton was great. So you like those.
Well, bring them to me if you got them.
But
Amanda reads every night, and I'm envious of her reading because I can tell how her ability. Enjoys. No, she reads.
Oh, no.
Seven or eight books a month.
Yeah, Killing the Witches, The Horror of Salem. That would be awesome.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
I've read one in 10 years, and it was Zodiac.
I read,
I'm going to tell you what.
Zodiac is the only book that kept my attention.
Well, go watch. Get Da Vinci Code. I may have it. I know I have Angels and Demons. It is so good. So
I have a series I'll bring you. It's a post-apocalyptic, and it's like a guy. It never says what happened, but we're invaded. He's on the road, and everything goes to shit.
That'll make me read the damn book tonight.
Well, yeah,
it's similar. Yeah, similar. But like he's ex-military, and he has to get back to his family. You'd like it.
The best enjoyment I ever had from reading was on the back of a Herbal Essence shampoo bottle. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
You know, Gary,
I hate reading. I just hate reading.
But I will go through cycles. I've read in probably 10 years, but I would go through a cycle and read like book after book.
Oh, I've read probably seven since Billy
was born. And then I probably hadn't read in 10 years. And
I just can't do it.
When I was on the road, that's what I would do for a time. I'd read.
Now, if I could, if I was going to sit down, like, I'm going to read something because I'm going to do it. Like, I got to. I would read Lord of the Rings. I would read Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit or something like that.
I've heard that the...
I've read The Hobbit.
I would like to read something like that.
Not Lord of the Rings. What's the other one? The House of the Dragon. It's... Khaleesi. No, those are really good.
I know what you're talking about. That's Game of Thrones.
Oh, really good. I was thinking about what's the
Jamie hired Wild a call Bill. Girl and read to her. He's like, lay down, I'm gonna read to you.
Yeah, Lady the Dragon or
the Red Dragon.
The Red Dragon. Dragon. Yeah.
All right, I got a quiz for y'all. Which would you rather consume?
Alcohol.
These desserts or these pasta dishes? Chocolate chip cookies or lasagna?
Chocolate chip cookies.
Lasagna.
What the heck?
Lasagna. I like the pasta better. Ravioli.
Brownies. The edge of the pan brownie.
Ravioli won't get you missing in New Orleans.
That's right.
Edge of the brown.
What kind of
pan you can't brownie? Even click it. It says
or those little guys. Small brownies from Walmart. Those are pretty fire.
Those
too.
Are fire.
Those are good.
Right, ravioli. Brownies or ravioli? I'll take ravioli. All right. Red velvet or carbonara? I'll take red velvet.
Man, I like carbonara.
I'm going to take carbonara. I don't like red velvet.
It's chocolate cake.
It is. It's carbonara. It tastes weird to me.
Strawberry cheesecake or
pepper cheesecake?
Cheesecake.
I don't like strawberries, but I like.
We talked about it last week. Cheesecake.
Cheesecake. Apple pie. Oh my
apple God. Pie. Apple pie. Apple pie.
Apple pie.
All day. Apple pie.
Mac and cheese. Mac and cheese.
Apple pie wins.
This is like the ultimate.
Has anybody had the apple pie with a
with cheese on it?
With the little
with a slice of American cheese on it? I have not, but I heard it's awesome.
Key lime pie is my
favorite all time.
Yeah, chicken parm,
key lime.
I don't key
lime. Chicken parm, key rocks.
You know, I don't like lime or lemon.
Noki's good.
Noki's
peach cobbler.
I'll tell you what, I take Noki over.
I'm going peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler.
I take Noki. We are the opposite of the world.
Meatball.
Give me that ice cream.
Sunday. Give me that Sunday, yo.
No, I'm going meatball spaghetti.
Give me that Sunday, yo.
Give me
that
ice cream.
Yeah, we follow that one. Which soup is the goat? French onion, tomato, chicken noodle, matzo ball. I don't like
chicken noodle is the goat.
I'm going tomato.
Tomato. You got to have something with it, though.
If you don't have a grilled cheese, you can't eat tomato soup. I think chicken noodle is the only one that stands alone. No. Chicken noodle. Or with all the other ones, you got to have something with it.
What kind of chicken noodles don't like soup?
So what's your favorite soup? Let's talk about soup.
Vegetable.
Taco soup.
Vegetable beef.
Tortellini soup.
Oh,
have y'all had ginger tortellini soup?
Okay, ginger is tortellini
soup. I do a variation of hers,
yes. Sausage and lentil.
It's almost winter time.
Oh, yeah.
Ginger's I put cream make cheese it. In mine. Ooh. And it makes it almost
tortellini?
Like
tortellini? Or
another soup. Taco. It almost makes it like a Alfredo.
He makes a sausage and lentil soup that's after there's a Italian restaurant.
No, it's not Alfredo. It makes it like a panini or whatever the sauce is.
Look,
panini.
That tortellini soup you're talking about, Terry, I forgot about it. That soup is awesome.
I'm going to say a chicken tortilla soup with the nachos or whatever you put in there.
That's good.
That's pretty
fire. My mother-in-law used to...
Yeah, I'm a big all the dumb
shit, I love soup.
Oh, man.
All the dumb shit I say that she'd laugh about, she'd laugh, she would always make pasta, and she used tortellini, and I kind of asshole salad, because tortellini looks like an asshole.
Potato soup is delicious.
Cheddar potato?
I love
cheddar.
Robbins is where they had that. All right, so.
I'll make a soup tomorrow.
Italian, let's talk about Italian chains. Where's Olive Garden, right?
Way Italian? Down there. It's a chain.
Ahead of Fazoli's.
It's ahead of
Fazoli's. What about the old Spaghetti Factory?
Oh, no, number one.
That place was epic, dude. It was number so good.
Carrabba's?
Never had
Carrabba's is good.
Carrabba's.
I never had Carrabba's.
Carrabba's above.
I still haven't been to Pete Sam's, ironically. Yeah.
The ones I've had Carrabba's probably.
That's where we need to go.
I'll put Carrabba's first.
I don't eat many Italian restaurants.
Mac, remind me.
Cheesecake Factory.
I've had it, and it wasn't good where we went.
So their menu's this thick, but Cheesecake Factory has, this is going to sound weird, the best lettuce wraps ever.
Oh.
That's what I ordered every time. So good.
I miss Spaghetti Factory.
Actually, it's guys, that warehouse. Is called Spaghetti Warehouse.
I know what you're talking about.
Spaghetti. That's where I was like, hold on. This is not, they were on the chain.
We were all single, and we had...
We went there at least twice a month.
It was relatively
for like a year.
You could like
it's right across the bridge.
Whole plate of
I'd always get the same thing. The chicken parm is what I get all
the
time.
They had
the
trio, which was chicken parm, lasagna, and like manicotti. Those are the three. Like
manicotti is speaking of manicotti,
fabulous.
Vinny's or
Vino's.
The best
manicotti ever had.
We met Shane Battier one night at Spaghetti Warehouse.
Vino's, I like their eggplant
parm.
Yep.
Eggplant parm.
Yep. I love eggplant.
I love it.
All right, Marty, hit that button. I think we've been going
a little
All right, Father Fortenberry, parting words.
All right, guys, you get a chance. Go find you some eggplant parmesan and a little manicotti and thank you the patio.
Tell us what nut you like.
UWs. Cheers, guys. Y'all have a good night. Thank you, guys. Like
Gary.
Rest in peace, Spaghetti Warehouse.
This is
Gary. Great.
It was Martin. So great.
They had a trolley.
Join us. Hit that like button. Tell your friends about us. We are Life in the Patio, and we are on 22 times a week. But we are out of here.
Take my picture down from the courthouse wall. I'm living in the clouds, and I ain't gonna fall.
Somebody done say this out loud.
Well, Baker Mayfield's got 0.72 points.
Did he score a touchdown?
No.
No.